I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our next story is about a game of cat and mouse. It plays out every night along the banks of the Rio Grande. On one side, the U.S. Border Patrol. On the other, migrants who cross the river into the U.S. illegally. Over the past 2 years, the number of migrants crossing at this part of the border has doubled, and so have migrant deaths. Monica Ortiz Uribe, with the public radio collaboration Fronteras, reports on the challenges of patrolling the South Texas border.
Night falls in the Rio Grande Valley outside Mission, Texas. The river glistens under a full moon, deceivingly peaceful. Suddenly, through a pair of night vision goggles, a Border Patrol agent spots movement. He picks up his radio.
Hey, 402, can you tell what's on the raft?
A mother and her two infant boys are floating across on a raft. They'll make it onto U.S. soil, but their taste of success is brief. They're apprehended and put in the back seat of a Border Patrol Suburban. The family is from Guatemala, on their way to reunite with the woman's husband in the States. Now, their fate will be a detention center and likely deportation. While apprehensions across the southern border are declining, South Texas is the one spot where the numbers are rising again. So far this year, the Border Patrol has detained nearly 200,000 people in this part of Texas. Mark Foster is a Border Patrol supervisor.
We could apprehend anywhere between 100 and 200 a shift.
In response, the Border Patrol is shifting resources and 600 more agents to South Texas. But the terrain out here doesn't help. The Rio Grande River swerves and curls downstream like a string of yarn. Access is limited by gravel pits, cliffs, and delicate wildlife refuges. There's also private homes and farmland where locals can make a pretty profit cooperating with smugglers. Daniel Perez is a newly minted Border Patrol agent.
It's down here, you got the river, and then they come into this jungle gym of a brush we got and hiding spaces everywhere.
Historically, heavier enforcement has pushed immigrants out of urban centers to the deadly Arizona desert, and now rural Texas, which has its own dangers. Metal poles clank onto the back of Eric Canales' pickup. He's 70 miles north of the border in Brooks County, Texas. These poles will be topped with a giant blue flag.
Blue means water.
Canales works with a network of human rights groups. The blue flag is for a water station he's fixing to put in a nearby ranch that's frequently traversed by immigrants. 3 years ago, Brooks County recovered the bodies of 20 dead immigrants. Last year, the number of dead shot up to 129.
We save lives out here every week.
Lavosier Durham manages 1,300 acres on El Tule Ranch, west of the county seat of Falfurrias. It's rough country out here. Oppressive heat, thorny thickets, insects, and snakes.
You know, people have given up, and they're crawling to my house and knocking on my door, and please give me water, and please give me food.
The immigrants come through Durham's land to avoid the Border Patrol checkpoint south of town on U.S. Highway 281. In the last two decades, Durham has found his share of bodies. A telltale sign, he says, is a circle of buzzards.
Actually, you're pretty lucky when you find a dead one because of the coyotes and the vultures and the javelinas. They eat them up.
The majority of immigrants crossing the border now are from Central American countries like Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. They say violence back home makes life impossible, so they flee.
My name is Benny Martinez. I'm the chief deputy for the county of Brooks.
Martinez says last year, Brooks County spent nearly $200,000 burying the unidentified remains of border crossers in the local cemetery. There are also smugglers who operate here, he says. Recently, sheriff deputies stopped a U-Haul trailer stuffed with 70 migrants.
They're on U.S. soil, and this is where we need to step up and start doing something more proactive to where we can avoid this death out here.
This year, the body count is already at 70. At this pace, Martinez believes Brooks County could end up with more dead than last year. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe, reporting from the South Texas border.